This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So Toys R Us is going to make a comeback. Fascinating, especially since we all went through the whole morning of, oh, Toys R Us can't make it. They can't compete against Walmart. They can't compete against Amazon. And, you know, they have all this square footage and their toys are kind of more expensive. Well, apparently they're going to go back at it. And the retail, quote unquote, Wonderland for children did turn out the lights of hundreds of its stores, and they joined a parade of retailers who could not recover from the recession and the radical changes at American Shop for Toys. Apparently, a group of investigators are planning a comeback for Jeffrey the Giraffe and his crew. Yeah, that giraffe, that Toys R Us, you know, Toys R Us kid. Apparently, that giraffe is named Jeffrey. I forgot about that. I haven't heard that name since the 70s. So the group was made up of secured lenders, said in the bankruptcy court filing earlier yesterday that it's scrapping an auction for Toys R Us assets despite receiving a number of qualified bids. According to CBS News, the group now believes that it stands a better chance of realizing a return on its investment by potentially reviving the toy chain rather than selling it off for parts. The group will attempt to establish a company that maintains existing global license agreements and can invest in and create new domestic retail operating businesses under the Toys R Us and Babies R Us names. The investigators said they will work with potential partners to develop new ideas in the stores and for other countries that could bring back these iconic brands in a new and reimagined way. So, Toys R Us had a staggering $5 billion debt load before they liquidated its assets this year. They say a leveraged buyout hobbled the company and hundreds of stores had to be shuttered back in June. And I don't think a lot of kids, they say a lot of kids were dismayed. I don't really think so because a lot of kids don't even know who the heck Jeffrey the giraffe is or whatever. You know, they know about going to Walmart or going to Target, that they know. So I don't think the kids noticed. But, you know, they had over 800 stores. Those were expensive. 30,000 people had to lose their jobs. And then, less than a month later, Mattel said it was going to have to cut 2,200 jobs. So, the collapse of Toys R Us might be because they had too many employees and they had too many commercial stores. They had too much in commercial real estate. So my guess is they're going to move to a huge online. They are going to try to follow the Amazon model. And you want to know what they can. Google allows you to, if you want a toy, hit the shopping button. And if Toys R Us figures out how to get that up there, offer free shipping, and offer it cheaper, even if it's only 25 cents cheaper, they could compete with Amazon. Now, Amazon's smart. What do? Well, they have this Prime. They do these things where, you know, if you buy from them only, you benefit. Or you pay to secure you to, you know what, I'm just going to get this from Amazon because then I can get free shipping. But if you go online, you may be able to get stuff even cheaper. So, Toys R Us, a lot of these stores that are from what we remember from our childhood and from our youth, trying to make a fight of it. And you want to know what? I'm just wondering why they didn't try before. I think maybe they had to file for bankruptcy. They had to get rid of the debt. They had to get rid of a lot of the commercial real estate. They also probably, from a PR standpoint, had to make people feel sorry for them. If they cut 32,000 jobs. 32,000 jobs got lost, right? So how did they, or 30,000 jobs, yeah, how could they do that? They could have just started firing people going, well, we need to save money and compete with Amazon. So maybe this is one of the most brilliant, you know, ploys I've ever seen. Maybe Toys R Us is so smart that they go, look, so people feel sorry for us and people don't get mad at us for trying to automate, for trying to save money and cut costs and do the Amazon thing. Why don't we just tell everybody we're going out of business and then regroup and try to make another stab at it as against the Amazon giant? And you want to know what? That may work. In fact, I hope they make it. I hope they do. You know, I hear criticism of Uber and Lyft and what those companies have done. But I do like the idea of, you know, man being able to, or woman, being able to, you know, they lose a job in the recession. They lose insurance. They're able to support their family by, you know what, I'm going to drive people around. You know, it's interesting. There's a meme, one of those things, those little comedic pictures that you get online, where I had put this on my Facebook, where back in 1988, we were taught to never get in a car with a stranger. Then in the year 2002, we were taught to be careful speaking to people on the internet. And 2018, Uber. I mean, look at the trust. We will get into a car with a perfect stranger, get into the back of their car, and allow them to take us anywhere that, you know, we tell them where. And again, it should be like a taxi driver. They should be vetted, and it sounds like they are, and the majority of them are safe. But, you know, what we're trusting now, just like, you know, my iPhone updated. And I guess they say my phone's not done. Well, why isn't it done updating? Well, because I need to get involved with Apple Pay. They're waiting for my credit card. Now, I don't give my credit card to the phone, but have I used my credit card online? Absolutely. Why is that okay? Why are we trusting online with a credit card? Why are we trusting our medical records to be online? It's like all of a sudden now we have all this trust. No, I think we've given up. We're like, oh, you know what? Fine. But whatever. Facebook just had a huge hack. The Pentagon's been hacked. The CIA's been hacked. Yet we're fine with giving our credit cards over the phone. 1-877-DR-SALLY. Don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So this is interesting. A story has come out. This is through NPR saying patients give doctors high marks for prescribing antibiotics for common sniffles. Now, this is something I want to bring up when we're talking about the narcotic and the opioid issues that we have. I think society has kind of done this to themselves. When review websites came out, where we could rip to pieces somebody without having any accountability, without having any proof. We could say there was a rat at the restaurant, or we could say somebody spit into the food. or the doctor ruined me in a surgery. Nobody stops and contacts the medical board or contacts the health department and decides to do background checks on that. They'll just read the review and move on. And I was talking to a lot of physicians and a lot of people in healthcare about the reviews and what they were dealing with. And every one of them had this look of horror. Like, these are lies. These are outright lies. And some people didn't know how to combat it. And I like to stick to my guns. I'm a little bit of a tough cookie with that because I don't want to give an antibiotic if you don't need it. I'm not going to give you a narcotic if you don't need it. If you don't pay your bill, you're going to go to collections. That's just the way, you know, that's maybe it's old school. And so, yeah, reviews were never very kind. People said I didn't brush my hair. Her hair is always a mess. That one of the reviews said my hair was always a mess. And I've dyed my hair since high school, okay? I don't like to over-condition. Yeah, it's going to be a little dry and scraggly. Y'all have seen my hair online. That's the, you know, no, I don't have the best hairdo. Sorry. So a study published Monday finds that patients rated themselves happiest with their doctor's visit when they got an antibiotic after seeking care for a respiratory tract infection, such as a common cold, even if they didn't need it. Researchers analyzed 8,400 appointments for these infections through American Well's online care group, a national provider of telemedicine services to consumers. And the results appear in JAMA, Internal Medicine. They say patients' ratings on individual appointments contributed to their physicians' overall patient satisfaction scores, and concern about these scores, they say, could be influencing doctors' decision to prescribe antibiotics. That's according to Dr. Catherine Martinez, an internal medicine researcher at Cleveland Clinic. And it was brought up by one of my listeners. Were doctors in this whole Yelp age writing more narcotics to get good reviews? Could be. Patients, every patient complaint that I got that was vicious, that didn't have to do with them not paying a bill and being sent to collections, had to do with them not getting a controlled substance. If I didn't give more of a controlled substance or refills, which you're not supposed to do, or call in a prescription of a controlled substance, like a narcotic, they got vicious. And even though I understood what they were going through and I didn't want them to go through withdrawal, etc., it just, I didn't want to lose my license. I didn't want to get in trouble for writing narcotics when the person didn't need it. And so, could some doctors have been concerned and say, look, I can't have my name destroyed. So, fine. You want 120 instead of 60? Fine. Could be. I don't think that's the main reason why we had such an overprescribing of narcotics, but it could be one of the theories. So Dr. Martinez says it's very problematic because it creates an incentive for physicians to do things that are not medically necessary in order to drive up their satisfaction ratings. 66% of telemedicine patients examined in the study received antibiotics for respiratory tract infections, a rate which Martinez says is far too high. Conditions like the common cold are mostly viral and thus rarely call for antibiotics. Well, let's take this a step back. So apparently 66% of telemedicine patients got antibiotics for respiratory tract infections. What would have happened if the doctor did not give an antibiotic and that patient went on to develop a deadly pneumonia? That doctor would have gotten sued. The other problem we have is as we are doing medicine over the phone and over the internet and through Skype, there's a lot more liability that doctor has taken on. So if he doesn't give you an antibiotic, there's more risk to deny the antibiotic than to give the antibiotic and it cause generations down the road resistance. You see? A lot of doctors know gosh darn well you don't give an antibiotic for a cold. There was a study that came out saying urgent care doctors are more likely to give you an antibiotic. Well, yeah. They're not going to see you again. They don't know who you are. You can sue. They don't know if you're going to drop dead from a pneumonia. They don't know. Yeah, they get a history. Maybe you had pneumonia in the past. Maybe, you know. But they don't know what's going to happen with this new bug. And it's safer to give the antibiotic. Rarely does a doctor get sued for giving an antibiotic and you having a reaction to it. It's a side effect. There's only so much that could happen. But boy, will doctors be fried if they didn't give an antibiotic when you needed it. We talk about that teenager from Georgia who had that ziplining accident where she got cut, the doctor sewed her up, and they didn't give her an antibiotic because they thought they cleaned the wound out really well. Then she ends up getting a necrotizing fasciitis, one of those flesh-eating bacterias that just tore through her system, put her in sepsis, and now she's lost limbs. Trust me, those doctors are in a heap of trouble. But if that first doctor gave her an antibiotic, probably would have been saved. And her feet and arms could have been saved. So, you know, medical providers now have all these outside influences. In the olden days, you would ask the doctor what they thought, they'd tell you what they thought. And if there was a problem, you could walk over the next day, you know, or he could stop by your house the next day or the day after and then try to do something different if need be. Now, no. There's all these doctor rating websites and, you know, all sorts of just, outside influences. Insurance companies, auditors, patient satisfaction surveys. This is not a way to do medicine. Do you think I'm going to get a good review draining somebody's rectal abscess and saving them from going into some sort of sepsis? No, they usually don't stop everything and go online and say, Dr. Wax, save my butt, literally. They don't do that. When people do reviews, when they're mad, that's when they go online and go, I am going to raise hell. By the way, when they do raise hell, let's say they don't like you and you own a restaurant, they're not going to just say one little baby thing. They're not going to say, his chicken cacciatore was horrible. Oh, no, no, no. They're going to list a whole slew of things. Now, what some people have done, you know, when you use these websites that help your name and help your online ratings, what they do, since it's illegal to try to hack and mess with whatever's online, is they try to snow the business with positive ratings. And they say, have anybody that's going to give you a positive rating do that. When your patients or your rest customers or your clients or your patrons leave, if they were happy, have them right then and there do a review. And I'm sick of it. Every time I go and get my nails done or I go and eat something or I use a catering business, it's, you got to review us, you got to review us, you got to review us. It's ridiculous. And it's because somebody could go online and if the stars are different and the stars aren't there, they're in trouble. I just don't know how many people stop everything to put a positive review. So now, what does that mean for you? Well, if you need an antibiotic, doctors may be more hesitant. And you shouldn't be getting an antibiotic if you don't need to. It ups resistance and it makes it less effective possibly the next time around you need it. However, with the way healthcare is going, it's being turned into a era of no. If you need a pain medication, you're probably going to be told no. If you need an antibiotic, you're probably going to be told no. That frightens me because what if you're right and they're wrong? 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said today and for the third time on the Senate floor that the Senate will hold a vote to confirm Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court nomination this week. The senator also had a message for everyone that's confronting Republican senators in airports and restaurants.
But I want to make it clear to these people who are chasing my members around the hall here or harassing them at the airports or going to their homes, we'll not be intimidated by these people. There is no chance in the world they're going to scare us out of doing our duty. I don't care how many members they chase, how many people they harass here in the halls. I want to make one thing perfectly clear. We will not be intimidated by these people.
The first presidential alert that will send messages directly to American cell phones under a new system run by FEMA will take place today at 2:18 p.m. Eastern Time. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTORDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So antidepressant withdrawal is something we don't talk about. Well, apparently it's something we need to. How many of you guys knew that there's something called an antidepressant discontinuation syndrome? Well, there is. And it was described years ago, where if you abruptly stop your antidepressant, or you run out of pills, or you can't get your medication, or you run out of health insurance, you could go through a withdrawal syndrome. And we've talked about this. These withdrawal symptoms could be deadly. So there was a study that came out in England, from the guidance from the National Institute of Health and Care Excellence, says withdrawal symptoms are usually mild and self-limiting over about 1 week, but that previous guidance needs to be changed according to new authors. Apparently, Dr. James Davies from the University of Roehampton and Professor John Reid from the University of East London say the high rate of withdrawal symptoms may be part of the reason people are staying on the pills for longer. They can't cope. So doctors maybe think they relapse, write another prescription, up the medicine. And I wonder if certain violent tendencies or suicides happen during the withdrawal. So the antidepressant classes, there's tons of them. You got the tricyclic antidepressants like Elavil. You got the monoamine oxidase inhibitors, which we really don't use a lot of that much more in the U.S., like Nardil. We have the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors like Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro. We have the SNRIs like Effexor. And then we have benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium. Those should not be antidepressants, but people use them for their mood. They use them all the time. So there's a whole variety of different mechanisms at play. Maybe it's sedating and allowing you to get sleep. Maybe it's the serotonin allowing you to be more in an have more of an elevated mood. So overall, antidepressants should elevate your mood, stabilize your mood, improve sleep, decrease anxiety, decrease agitation, and overall allow you to live a life that you enjoy. Antidepressants are not supposed to be happy pills. Now, people will joke around going, I need my happy pill. But we're not trying to make you happy. If you're not a happy person, you're not going to be happy. But if your serotonin is low, which is the most popular brand of antidepressants out there, when your serotonin is low, you'll be more grumpy. You won't laugh at things that other people are laughing at. You won't like to be around other people. You may stress eat. You may have problems sleeping. You may just not like a lot of things in life. And we can't diagnose you by a blood test, so we try a trial of Lexapro or Zoloft. I noticed Zoloft works really well on men, and Lexapro works really well on women, but either can work on anybody. And so we try a small amount, and if you notice a difference, because it maintains your body's serotonin, it doesn't inject anything into you, it just helps inhibit the reuptake of your body's serotonin, then we know, all right, maybe you need more serotonin. So I'm a huge fan of medications, especially the SSRIs. However, what I do notice is when people miss a dose, like I saw with Effexor, some of these other medications out there, boy, did they have symptoms right away. And they actually went through a withdrawal. Maybe they'd get anxious. Maybe they'd have trouble sleeping. Maybe they'd be restless. Some of them would have flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, vertigo, gastrointestinal issues. Some might have confusion, delirium, paresthesias or numbness or tingling, dizziness, become agitated. Some would have a tremor. Some could have balance issues. The thing I'm really worried about is this rebound depression or rebound anxiety. And if you stop your benzodiazepine, like your Xanax or Valium right away, abruptly, you could have a seizure and die. Now, there's a lot of literature out there. Many have cited that you could go through withdrawal symptoms within hours. Now, one person died within days of stopping their medication. Apparently, back in 2009, Lan et al., Dr. Lan and his colleagues, described a case where there was a woman who developed seizure-like activity and died within days of discontinuing her benzodiazepine. They wrote that the decedent had abruptly stopped taking the alprazolam, which is Xanax, approximately 4 days before admission when she ran out of the medication. From what I understand, her doctor had switched brands, and then she unfortunately went through a seizure, and I believe it was a first-time seizure. Another concern people have is abruptly discontinuing your SSRI, and that could put you at risk for suicide. In 2009, Dr. Valick and colleagues stated antidepressant discontinuation showed a significant risk for suicide attempt. Now, mind you, the most dangerous time for suicide, the most dangerous time is actually the week or two following you're starting to take a medication for your moods. So if you are depressed and you're in a funk and you start to feel better, even though it seems counterintuitive, that's the deadliest time in terms of suicide, because now you're feeling better and you now have the energy to do something. It's very interesting. I learned this in medical school. It's not at your dearth. It's as you're starting to get better. So the study author said that's still the highest risk time. But then the next highest risk is you stop your medication. And then you go to almost a rebound depression. And so the data we don't get, which I'd really like, is when we have these mass shooters or these kids go off, right, and decide to, you know, take weapons to school. And all these cases where somebody just decides to get revenge or whatever, the data I want is, number one, what medication have they been prescribed in this last year? And two, when was their last dose? And I am betting many of them were medicated and then went off their medicine. We've talked about this. We've talked about this for a long time. You missing your medicine, you get this reactive depression, you get grumpy, you just seem to, you know, yell and act out. Now, we might not see data on that because, number one, is it takes a lot of choreography and strategizing and planning to come up with the shooting. But you have some people that just take their gun and just go to work and start shooting people. Well, I'd like to know, did they miss their dose that day? And then do we need to devise, if that's what we're seeing, do we need to devise medications that are longer lasting, that don't allow such a rapid rebound? You will run out of your medication. You will lose a prescription in the toilet. You know, you're drinking from the sink, you knock over the bottle, it spills into the toilet. That happens. Your doctor may close down. There may be people that do not want to write you that medication. They may not be interested in writing a benzodiazepine. And you could be at risk. I don't like people on chronic benzodiazepines like Xanax and Valium, because if you stop it abruptly, you could seize. So a wean off these medications sometimes is appropriate, but it has to be a slow wean. I've told you guys, when it comes to SSRIs, if let's say you're on 100 milligrams of Zoloft, I usually tell people take 100 milligrams 6 days a week and then cut one of them for one day of the week to 50. So then you're on 100 for 6 days, 50 for one. Then the next week you'll be on 50 on two different days, 100 on the other five. And then you go down, and then after 7 weeks you're at 50. Then you cut one to 25, and you do that another 7 weeks, where you slowly wean down. But talk to your medical providers about it. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so they might have found the Fountain of Youth. I don't know if you guys buy this or not, but researchers think they found a key to slowing the aging process. It's a natural product that has been shown to reduce the level of damaged cells in the human body caused by aging. Now, this chemical, which I haven't really heard of much, is called fisetin, with an F, fisetin, or fistin. And it's described as a xenotherapeutic, whatever the heck that is, that extends health and lifespan. And researchers found that it worked on mice and noted improvements in both health and lifespan. And I guess fisetin is found in fruits and vegetables. Now, this comes from University of Minnesota Medical School. Dr. Paul Robbins says these results suggest that we could extend the period of health termed health span even towards the end of life. So they published their research, and they even work with Mayo Clinic investigators, obviously, in Minnesota. And the research details a possibility to reduce the burden on damaged cells, also known as senescent cells. So they say as people age, they accumulate damaged cells. When the cells get to a certain level of damage, they go through an aging process of their own called cellular senescence. These cells will release inflammatory factors that tell the immune system to clear those damaged cells. A younger person's immune system is healthy, able to clear it. But as people age, they're not cleared as effectively. So they begin to accumulate, cause low-level inflammation, release enzymes that can degrade the tissue, and then worsen that process. So, this fisetin comes from fruits and vegetables. The story, eat your fruits and vegetables. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So studies come out saying cannabis is harmful than alcohol for teenage brains. They found the impact on thinking skills, memory, and behavior worse than that of teenage drinking. The researchers from the University of Montreal urged teenagers to delay their use of cannabis for as long as they felt able. The study tracked and tested 3,800 adolescents over 4 years, starting from the age of 13. Drinking alcohol and taking drugs like cannabis at a young age does cause issues with their cognitive abilities. We know that. They have trouble with learning, attention, decision-making, etc. And they found that the more cannabis you smoked or used, the worse the problems increased. And the effects were lasting. Alcohol has a much shorter half-life. So it doesn't last as long with alcohol as it does with cannabis. So the teenagers from 31 different Canadian schools gave details of their drug and drinking habits once a year. Their brain skills were also tested every year in school using computer-based cognitive tests. They say although levels of cannabis use in the study were low compared with alcohol use, 28% of teenagers still admitted to some kind of use. This compared with 75% of the teenagers who said they drink alcohol at least occasionally. Professor Patricia Conrad, lead study author from the Department of Psychiatry in Montreal, said she had expected alcohol to have had more of an impact on their brains. But instead, the research detected greater increases in errors in cognitive tests on the teenagers using cannabis while they were taking the drug and after they had stopped. All right, so what does this mean? It means cannabis is bad. All right, so kids are smoking marijuana. We talked about how stupid that is, but they do, and they're going to. But what these kids don't realize is they need to bust a move. These kids need to, they need to compete. They need to grow. They only have X amount of adolescent years. These adolescent years are so exponential in terms of growth, in terms of maturity, in terms of learning, in terms of development. You cannot have one thing mess them up. You can't. If anything affects their adolescence, and I'm really serious about this, I really feel strongly about this, you can't get that back. I remember in school we learned where when you take in calcium, you need to take as much, you need to get that calcium in as a teenager because that's when you basically commit to what your bone strength is going to be. Your bones need to be strong. And if you're, shall we say, weak in terms of your nutrition, that is going to carry you through the rest of your life. What you do as a teenager really determines a lot about your life. Now, yes, you could turn over a new leaf. You could figure it out when you're 22. You can. But it's harder to learn. It's harder to develop. You know, these girls trying to be trying to lose weight and being anorexic and bulimic, etc., I could tell if a girl was anorexic in high school, if a woman in her 50s was anorexic, because her breast size doesn't match the rest of her body. Once you lose that sexual maturation in your adolescence, you can't get that back. Yeah, you could get plastic surgery, etc. But that's how detrimental and committing and fixed it ends up being once you hit that certain point. Same thing with height. Once you hit that height when you're 18 or 19 or whatever, you know, in terms of boys, that's it. Same thing with girls. So it is so crucial that a child doesn't screw up their brain during the time they need to grow, learn, absorb. Now, yes, trust me, you can learn things as an adult, and we do. We are always learning. Not a problem. You will figure out how to navigate the wife or the husband. You'll figure out what to do with in-laws. That stuff, yes, experiences, etc. But in terms of building your muscle mass, building your strength, building a lot of your navigating properties, building your intuition, a lot of that is done in the high school years, the adolescent years. So we have got to cut the smokes. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Processed meat has been linked to breast cancer. So for those of us who really like our salami and our pastrami and our corned beef, some of you really like bacon and sausage, that'll increase your risk of breast cancer. They say regularly consuming the foods was linked with a 9% higher risk of breast cancer, according to an analysis of previous studies. The findings follow previous research from the World Health Organization, which categorized processed meat as a carcinogen after finding that its consumption can cause various types of cancer. Processed meats are those that have been preserved by smoking, curing, or salting. They say the systematic review and meta-analysis study reports significant positive associations between processed meat consumption with risk of breast cancer. All right, so basically, you got to stop eating processed meat. It's crap for you. We'll move on. 1-877-DOLLY. There's so much news. There's so much news. Almost half of women and a third of men will develop dementia, Parkinson's, or stroke. A new study from the Journal of Neurology, Neurosurgery, and Psychiatry found that almost half of women and a third of men age 45 and older will develop Parkinson's, dementia, or stroke during their lifetime. Half of us women and a third of men. That's not good, people. That's according to CNN. The study observed more than 12,000 individuals from Rotterdam, Netherlands, over 26 years and found that 48.2% of women and 36.2% of men developed one of three conditions, which are among the leading causes of mortality and disability. In total, 1,489 people were diagnosed with dementia, 1,200 with stroke, 263 with Parkinson's, 438 people diagnosed with multiple diseases. What does it mean? It's a lot. If women aren't getting cancer and the heart attacks, they're going to get dementia. Parkinson's, one of the most common neurodegenerative disorders. So I'm going to hopefully have better news for you in the coming days. But I think, just go eat some fruits and vegetables. I don't know what to tell you. We're all screwed. 1-877-DOC-DALI, don't go away.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.